right, folks, welcome to the Deep Dive, and boy, do we have a game to break down for you. We're diving into a CFL matchup that had everybody on the edge of their seats. The Kansas City Storm rolling in with an 8-2 record going up against the Detroit Vampires, who were 5-5.
So you've got the Storm looking to really cement themselves as the team to beat.
Right. And the Vampires, they're fighting tooth and nail for every win to keep those playoff dreams alive.
Absolutely. Every game is crucial at this point in the season.
And let me tell you, this game did not disappoint.
Mm.
It was a back and forth battle right down to the wire. Kansas City pulled out the win 45-37, but it was a nail biter.
Oh, yeah. This one had it all. We saw big plays on both sides of the ball, momentum swings galore, and even a few head-scratching moments that had us wondering what was going on out there.
Definitely a game that had us all glued to our seats.
For sure. From the opening kickoff, you could feel the intensity. Detroit won the toss and elected to receive, which is pretty standard, you know, but things didn't exactly go according to plan.
All right, so let's break down those opening moments. The first quarter kicks off. And Kansas City gets on the board first with a field goal. Just kind of feeling each other out at that point, right?
Yeah, you could sense both teams were still trying to get a read on the other, but then things started to heat up.
And how?
Dequan Riley, Kansas City's defensive back, comes up with a huge interception, and that really seemed to ignite the Storm's offense.
Turnovers can be such game changers.
No doubt about it. They capitalized on that turnover and marched down the field, punching it in for the first touchdown of the game.
Talk about a momentum shift. You could practically feel the energy change in the stadium.
Absolutely. The crowd went wild. But, you know, Detroit, they didn't back down. They answered back with a scoring drive of their own, keeping things close. The first quarter was a real back-and-forth affair with Detroit trailing by just a few points as we headed into the second.
Okay, so second quarter, the intensity ramps up even more. Detroit comes out swinging and scores two touchdowns, taking the lead for the first time in the game.
Yeah. John Shannon, Detroit's running back, was a beast in that second quarter. He really carried the load for their offense, just bulldozed his way into the end zone a couple of times.
It felt like the Vampires were really sinking their teeth into the Storm's defense. But Kansas City, they're known for their resilience, and they didn't panic. They regained the lead with a crucial touchdown pass to Griffin Huntley.
That's right. Clay Rowan, Kansas City's quarterback, showed why he's one of the league's best. He threaded the needle with some pinpoint throws, putting the ball right where it needed to be.
But Detroit, they weren't going away so easily. They answered right back with another touchdown of their own, bringing the score to 24-21 in favor of Kansas City as we headed into halftime.
The tension was palpable at that point. You just knew the second half was going to be a wild ride.
Oh yeah, this game was far from over. There were some costly mistakes too, like Randy Barber's fumble for Kansas City and Scotty DeCosomo's interception for Detroit.
Yeah, those turnovers loomed large in a game this close. Every possession was critical.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break here and come back in part two to break down the second half of this epic showdown.
All right, we're back and still trying to catch our breath after that first half.
I know, right? It felt like both teams were playing at 100 miles an hour.
Absolutely no shortage of excitement. And the second half, well, it just took things to a whole other level.
It sure did.
Yeah.
The third quarter is where Kansas City really blew things open. They put up three touchdowns like it was nothing.
It was an offensive clinic. Clay Rowan was in a zone connecting with his receivers time and time again.
Yeah. Deshaun Allen had a couple of highlight reel catches.
Yeah.
I mean, he was making defenders look silly.
He was making it look easy. And Rowan's stats for the game, they were just mind-boggling. 50 attempts, 35 completions, 482 yards, and 7 touchdowns.
7 touchdowns. Wow. That's the kind of performance that makes you shake your head in disbelief.
It's not every day you see a quarterback put up numbers like that, even in the CFL, which is known for its high-scoring games.
Right. And he wasn't just chucking it up either. He was spreading the ball around. Sawyer Gillespie had over 100 receiving yards.
Right. And even Roy Johnston, the tight end, got in on the action with a touchdown catch.
It was like everybody was contributing.
That's the sign of a well-coached team. When everyone's on the same page and executing the game plan, it's tough to stop.
Absolutely. But let's not forget about Detroit. They didn't just roll over. They kept fighting, trying to find a way to claw back into the game.
John Shannon, he just kept pounding the rock. He was a workhorse for the Vampires, finished with over 150 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns.
He was a bright spot for sure. A real gutsy performance.
You could tell he was determined to keep his team in it. But unfortunately, it just wasn't enough to match Kansas City's offensive firepower.
It was like trying to put out a wildfire with a garden hose.
And you know those defensive miscues we saw in the first half? They continued to haunt both teams.
Yeah, missed tackles, blown coverages.
Yeah.
Those things add up, especially against a team as talented as Kansas City.
Exactly. They made Detroit pay for every mistake.
So Kansas City stretched their lead, and it was starting to feel like it was all over. But Detroit, they never gave up.
Right, they had a lot of pride, and they weren't going down without a fight.
The fourth quarter was all about heart for Detroit. They put together a couple of late scoring drives, including one capped off by a Jamal Richardson touchdown grab.
Yeah, he made a nice play on that one.
And they even converted a couple of those gutsy two-point conversions, making things a little interesting in the final minutes.
They did, but ultimately it was too little too late. Kansas City had built up too big of a lead, and they held on for the 45-37 victory.
What a game. It was a roller coaster ride from start to finish.
Both teams left it all out on the field, that's for sure. But in the end, Kansas City proved why they're one of the top teams in the CFL.
No doubt about it. This game had so many layers. We've got coaching decisions, standout performances, and enough strategic twists and turns to keep us talking for days.
We'll dive into all those details in our final segment, so don't go anywhere. We're going deep on this one.
Okay, we're back and ready to wrap up our deep dive into this CFL thriller. And man, there's still so much to unpack. It wasn't just about the final score. There were coaching decisions, individual battles, moments that could have swung the game in a completely different direction.
You know what they say? It's a game of inches.
Absolutely. Yeah. Every decision, every play, it all matters. And speaking of decisions, let's talk about some of the calls made by the coaches.
All right, let's start with Kansas City's head coach. I mean, that decision to go for it on fourth down in their own territory early in the third quarter, that was a bold move.
It was gutsy, for sure. I mean, you're putting your faith in your offense to convert, and if you don't, it gives the other team great field position.
Exactly. It's a high-risk, high-reward kind of call. But you know what? In this case, it paid off big time. They converted the first down and ended up scoring a touchdown on that drive.
It was a gamble that worked out. I think it showed a lot of confidence in his quarterback, Clay Rowan.
Oh, yeah. Rowan definitely delivered. And not just on that drive, but throughout the entire game. I mean, his stats were just incredible.
115.2 passer rating, 7 touchdowns. But, you know, he also threw 3 interceptions.
Right. So it wasn't all sunshine and roses.
Exactly. No. It's that high risk, high reward style that defines Kansas City's offense. Sometimes it backfires, but more often than not, it leads to big plays and points on the board.
It's a bit of a double-edged sword. But hey, it's working for them. Now, on the other side of the field, Detroit's coach had a few decisions that left me scratching my head.
Yeah, there were a couple of calls that I didn't quite understand, like going for 2 after their first touchdown when they were still trailing by a significant margin.
That one was a bit puzzling to me, too. It just felt like it was too early in the game to be taking that kind of risk.
Maybe a little too much swagger early on. But, you know, overall, Detroit's coach stuck to his game plan, trying to control the clock, keep Kansas City's offense off the field.
Right, the classic grind it out approach. And that's where John Shannon comes in. I mean, that guy was a beast for Detroit. He just kept churning out yards, wearing down Kansas City's defense.
Over 150 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, a real workhorse performance.
He was the heart and soul of Detroit's offense. You could tell he was giving it his all every single play.
But even Shannon's heroics couldn't overcome Detroit's defensive struggles. They just couldn't contain Kansas City's passing attack.
It was like trying to hold back a tidal wave.
And those miscues, those missed tackles, those blown coverages, they really added up.
You can't afford those kinds of mistakes against a team like Kansas City. They're too explosive. They'll make you pay every time.
One play that really stood out to me was Detroit's final touchdown. It was a beautifully designed play-action pass that completely fooled Kansas City's defense.
Yeah, Jamal Richardson was wide open in the end zone. It was textbook execution.
A great example of how to exploit a defense that's struggling to keep up. But even with those flashes of brilliance, Detroit just couldn't string together enough stops to slow down the storm.
You gotta give credit to Kansas City. Their offensive firepower was just too much to handle.
Now let's talk about some of the unsung heroes. The guys who might not have gotten all the headlines but still made a big impact.
All right, for Kansas City, I got to mention Roy Johnston. That guy was everywhere. He had 4 catches for 44 yards and a touchdown. Plus, he made a couple of key tackles on special teams.
Talk about versatility. He was a valuable asset on both offense and special teams. A real Swiss Army knife kind of player.
And for Detroit, I was impressed with Jamal Richardson. He was a reliable target for Dick Asomo, especially in the red zone. 4 catches, 61 yards, 2 touchdowns. He stepped up when his team needed him most.
Absolutely. And we can't forget about Daquan Riley. That early interception he got really set the tone for Kansas City. It was a momentum-shifting play for sure.
Defense can be just as exciting as offense, and Riley's pick definitely got the crowd fired up.
So at the end of the day, we've got a Kansas City team that continues to roll. They're a force to be reckoned with in the CFL.
And we've got a Detroit team that showed a lot of heart. They never gave up, even when things were looking tough.
It was a game that had it all. Explosive plays, gutsy performances, and enough strategic wrinkles to keep us all on the edge of our seats.
And that's what makes the CFL so great. The unpredictability, the passion, the sheer entertainment. It's a league that always delivers.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And that's a wrap on another deep dive, folks. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next time with another breakdown of all the CFL action.